Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, the WNBA semifinals will be getting underway soon. So I'll give you a recap of the first round. Also, I'll give you my predictions for the semifinals. And also, just a little thing I want to tie up as far as Angel Reese. She can't enjoy her all season. You got all these people, you know, trying to get clicks and likes. So I'll just hit that real quick. But all that and more, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are in the semifinals in the WNBA, guys. So a lot has taken place. We'll get into it. And then also, as I said, you know, this girl's season has ended. She's out there enjoying life. And you got people writing articles, doing all this stuff. The playoffs is happening. You have excitement in the playoffs, but yet you got these people writing these garbage articles. So I'll touch on that once I'm done with this. So let's talk about playoffs. Exciting playoffs, guys. The first round was very good, very entertaining, guys. So, and one half of the bracket, you have the number two seed, the Las Vegas Aces, and they'll be taking on the number six seed, the Atlanta, no, not the Atlanta, it's supposed to be Atlanta, but they wet the bed, the Indiana Fever. So, and it's funny because in the post, well, after the Las Vegas Aces won, they were like, how do you feel about playing Indiana? It was like, she was like, oh, Indiana. So she, even Asia Wilson was surprised at the results. So, yeah, and she's like a lot of us, so, in that regard. But nonetheless, that's the way it's shaking out. How, before I get to how the Aces got here, just a note that in the season series, surprisingly enough, Indiana won two out of the three games, guys. They last played in July 24th. And, of course, that was well before the Aces took off and had that win streak. So, but, yeah, so they're facing a different Aces team now, guys, especially with the addition of Cheyenne Parker-Titus for them. And then also, too, the lineup change where you have Jewel Lloyd coming off your bench, thus strengthening your bench. So there's that. But nonetheless, how did the Aces get here? Well, they had a three-game series with the 7-seed, the Seattle Storm. And it went to three games, guys, with the Aces prevailing on their home court in that series. So, game one, the Aces just blew them out the water, guys. 102-77. In a game where Asia Wilson doing Asia Wilson things, guys. 29 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. So, just another day at the office for Asia Wilson. And then for the Seattle Storm, you have Gabby Williams leading the way with 16 points and 3 rebounds. So the Aces take game one. Game two goes back to Seattle. And there, Seattle shows up, guys. And they win in a close one, 86-83. And in that game, Skylar Diggins goes crazy, 26 points for her, 7 assists. And then Neko Umeke, she gets a double-double, 24 points with 10 rebounds. And then in the loss, Jackie Young leads the way, 25 points for her, along with 5 rebounds and 4 assists. Asia with a double-double, 21 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 blocks for her. So busy time for her there. So there you go. Now to game 3. And that was a close one. That's one I watched, guys. It was going back and forth and all that. But in the end, the Aces get the victory, 74-73. And the first half of this game, absolutely ugly, man. Absolutely ugly. But in the end, they prevail. Asia Wilson, what more can we say about this woman? 38 points in the clinching game, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. And then Jackie Young, she hits the game winner with the layup. So that gets them the victory. And on the other side, Neko Umeke, 16 points, 9 rebounds. And then Erica Wheeler coming off your bench, 16 points and 5 assists for her. So Las Vegas Aces move on and get it to the semifinals. Now, how did Indiana get here? Well, they won a 2-1 series against the 3-seed, the Atlanta Dream. Now, I told you guys when I was doing the predictions, I picked Atlanta. I didn't feel good about it. I'm going to be 100% with you. I did not feel good about it. They have a history of underperforming, which they did a few times this season. I chronicled it, guys. So I did not feel good at all. But you got to give Indiana their props. But let's talk about these games. Game 1, Atlanta wins that handily, 80-68. A game where you saw Alicia Gray and Ryan Howard have 20 apiece, along with 6 rebounds apiece as well. Kelsey Mitchell doing her thing as always, 27 points and 4 assists for her. Then we move on to Indiana. We go to Indiana where the Fever get the victory, 77-60, a game in which a fan had to get kicked out because they said some out-of-pocket stuff to Alicia Gray. Till this day, we don't know what it was, but I saw her, and Alicia Gray is as easygoing as they come. For a fan to get under her skin, they really had to say something out of line. I'm just going to put it there. So one day we'll find out what it is. But, yeah, so that happened. So in this game, Kelsey Mitchell leads the way as always, 19 points, along with 4 rebounds for the Fever. And then in the loss, Tahina Pow-Pow off the bench, 11 points, which tells you a lot about what the starters did in that game. So we transition to Atlanta in the closeout game. And guys, this was a close game. And I kept saying, because I saw Atlanta, they would get a 7-point lead, 8-point lead. It seemed like they couldn't pull away. I was like, yeah, you got to put teams away, man. You can't give them life. And that's what they ended up doing, giving Indiana life. So they end up getting the victory, 87 to 85 with Aaliyah Boston. She got the basket that put them ahead with 7.4 seconds left in the game. But Kelsey Mitchell leads the way as always, 24 points for her. And then Odyssey Sims has a fine game. 16 points, 8 assists, 3 steals. And she got shaken up in this game, but this is a tough player, tough veteran player. She shook it off, got back out there, and did the thing. So props to her. And then on the losing side, Alicia Gray with 19 points, along with 12 rebounds. So she got her double-double. Jordan Canada had a nice game. She had a double-double, 18 points and 10 assists. So there you have that. But it wasn't enough, guys. The Fever get it and thus win the series. And before I get to the key matchups, here's my thing with people, you know, social media, the mouth breathers, the man boys locked away in their grandma's basement with Cheeto dust on their fingers. They've been trashing Stephanie White all season long, all season long. And now she's amongst the last 14 standing. Give this woman her credit, man. All the adversity they faced, all the players they lost for the season, for her to be amongst the last four is a testament to her coaching. Come on, we got to give it up to her, man. What are we even doing? Stephanie White can coach. The woman can coach. If she has the talent, she can coach. So give her major props for getting them this far, man. And people will say, oh, it was the players overcame her coaching. Ah, that's nonsense. That is utter nonsense. Stop it. Stop it. The woman can coach, bottom line. So there you go. That's my rant there. All right, key matchups in this series. Of course, it'll be Asia Wilson against Aaliyah Boston. Of course, it's the teacher versus the student, per se. So, yeah, of course, it's Gamecock on Gamecock crime you're going to have in this series. So, hey, listen. If Asia goes off, I think it'll be a short series if Aaliyah allows her to go off. I'm just saying. And then, you know, there was some physical play in this past series. You saw Aaliyah Boston toss Breonna Jones to the ground. I don't think she's doing that with Asia. I don't see that. No, no, that won't be happening. So there you go. So that's a matchup I'm looking at. Jackie Young versus Kelsey Mitchell. Oh, man. Have your popcorn ready for this one. I mean, these are two players that can go get it. I look forward to watching that one. So that's a matchup I will be glued upon, guys. And then Vegas Mensch against Indiana's Mensch. Like I said, you got Cheyenne Parker Tyus. You also have Jewel Loy, who's made the transition to the bench. Dana Evans, who's been playing well. So they, and not to mention the rookie, Aaliyah Nye. So you got some bench players there for the Aces. And then for the Fever, you got Shea Petty there. You got Bria Turner, who you have to play her now because, you know, you lost all these players along the way. Dantes, her as well, Damaris Dantes, and then also two Ariel Powers. So whichever bench gives you more punch, more pop, I think that'll go a long way in this series. So with that said, my prediction, I'm going Las Vegas Aces in 4 games, guys. I think I'll give Indiana 1 game. I think it'll be a tough series. I do think that, but I think it'll be done in 4 games. So Las Vegas Aces in four. All right, so let us move to the other half of the bracket. The number one seed, the Minnesota Lynx, taking on the four seed, the Phoenix Mercury. Now for the season, the Minnesota Lynx, they win this season series 3-1. They haven't played in over 2 months, guys. They last played July 16th. So there you have that. How the Lynx got here? They go 2-0, the only team to sweep their first round opponent. And they sweep the 8 seed, the Golden State Valkyrie, who you got to give it to them. They played them tough. They did play them tough. Game one, Minnesota wins that 101-72. I know you see the score that's like so lopsided, but bear this in mind, guys, in that first quarter, the Valkyrie were actually up by 7. But the rest of the way, the bottom just fell out. So the Lynx get the victory. And in this one, Nafisha Collier doing Nafisha Collier things, 20.6 rebounds. Natisha Heidelman coming off the bench, guys, 18 points, 4 assists for her. And then for the Valkyrie, Sandra Lassini, a former Lynx, by the way, Cecilia Sandra Lassini, she has 14 points. And Veronica Burton has 14 points along with 7 assists and 5 rebounds in that one. So we move to the game two. Now, game two is supposed to be played in the Chase Center. I talked about this the previous episode. They weren't able to move the event that was supposed to be there. So they end up playing in San Jose, which is 49 miles from their home arena. So, yeah, that's a tough situation. They were able, you know, to pack out the place, but, you know, it was nice, but, you know, it wasn't Valhalla, which is what they call it over there. So, but nonetheless, they played a tough game, guys. They played a tough game with the Lynx, but in the end, the Lynx just prevailed, guys. 75-74 with Nafisha Collier hitting the game-winning basket. So there you have that. 24 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Kayla McBride with 18 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. And then Monica Billings, 15 points and 4 rebounds. And then you have Sandra Lassini again with 14 points. Janice Solange, she has 14 points. Victoria Burton, she has 13 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 steals. And then, mind you, the Valkyrie was up in the third quarter by 14. And blew the lead and blew the game, man. Yeah, it's like, this really sucks. Because if they had a veteran presence, I was talking to a friend of the show, D, about this. If they had a veteran presence out there, like a Kayla Thornton, who was out, you know, out for the year, and Tiffany Hayes, who was injured also. You have those kind of vets, I don't think you lose that kind of lead. So, you know, you got to take your hat off to the Valkyrie. They gave the number one team a push in this series, but not enough to prevail. So the Lynx moves on to the semis. How Phoenix got here, unfortunately, they beat my New York Liberty 2-1. Liberty being the 5 seed. Game one, the Liberty actually took that game. So I was like, wow, I was riding high. 76-69 in a game where Satu Sabali was absolutely horrid in that game. But Natasha Cloud, 20 points, along with 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. And 23 points. And they needed every single point, guys. They really did. And then Breonna Stewart, 18 points, 6 rebounds, and then 4 assists. And she had kind of a spill in this game, guys. And people were wondering, you know, will she be able to make it through this series? Because you know, she missed the time with the injury she had during the season. So there's that. And then on the Mercury side, Kalia Copper, she has 15 points. Alyssa Thomas, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, so a near triple-double for her. So we move to game two, where you come back to the Barclays Center with all the momentum swinging the Liberty's way. There comes the added pressure. And, guys, this one wasn't even close. The final, 86-60. In a game where Satu Sabali, she comes to life, guys, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. Alyssa Thomas, 15 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. And then Kalia Copper, 14 points. And on the losing side, Emma Mieseman, she leads the way in scoring, coming off the bench with 11 points. That tells you the story right there, that the starters just didn't have it. 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Then we move back to Phoenix with all the momentum swinging back over to the Mercury in a game that was very close, guys, very close. But in the fourth quarter, the Mercury started to pull away late in that fourth quarter, with the final being 79-73. Alyssa Thomas, she gets her triple-double, guys. 20 points, 11 assists, 11 rebounds, guys. But it's Satu Sabali who leads the way in scoring. 23 points with 12 rebounds. Wow. Add in 3 assists and 2 steals. And then on the losing side, Stewie absolutely shows up, guys. 30 points, 9 rebounds. 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. And then Sabrina Ionescu, she has a fine game, 22 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And then Jonquel Jones, she was just in the house of horrors in that last game. Foul trouble and just frustration. She got a tech as well for bouncing the ball to the ground after she was taken down trying to get a rebound. So there's that. But yeah, and then not too much bench help as well. So the Mercury gets the victory, guys. Key matchups, I think it's obvious. Nafisha Collier versus Alyssa Thomas, that is going to be a gut check matchup there between two MVP candidates right there. So I'm going to say it right now. Whoever gets the advantage, their teams win the series. Bottom line. I'm going to bottom line it right there, guys. Whoever has the better game, their team wins the game and then the series. So that's how I'm going to mark that. Caleb McBride versus Kalia Copper. Two players, two different styles completely. This is going to be an interesting matchup there. And McBride is giving away inches to Kalia Copper, so I will be very interested to see how this shakes out. And then Bridget Carlton versus Satu Sabali. Carlton's going to have to be on her D in this series. You cannot allow Satu to go crazy in this series. If you do, you're in a world of trouble. So there's that. And then, again, with the other game, the bench. Minnesota's bench with Dejanay Carrington, also Letitia Heidelman, Jessica Shepherd, also their center, Maria Kuldakova. I know I'm butchering this name, but yeah, their foreign center there, as opposed to the Mercury's bench with Dewana Bonner leading the way on that bench, Sammy Whitcomb, also Catherine Westbelt, and then also Kalani Brown. If you're digging deep into your bench and you're digging deep for size, Kalani Brown's going to be in there. So my prediction, now going into game one, they'll be without Dejanay Carrington. She has a foot injury, so she's going to miss game one. So very important piece that they're missing in game one. So the Lynx got to be careful here. But I'm going to predict the Lynx in five, guys. I think this is a series that can go the distance. I think Phoenix has an axe to grind, something to prove. And you know the Lynx, they're hungry after last season. They want to get that chip. So I think it's going to be a tough series. So I'm going Lynx in five. All right, guys. So that is my predictions there. One last item. Oh, before I do that, kudos to all the award winners. Coach of the Year, Natalie Nakazi for the Golden State Valkyrie. Well deserved. She had a team that a lot of people said may not even win double digit games. She ends up having her team two games over 500 and in the playoffs. So she gets Coach of the Year. Outstanding job she did there. You know, you can make an argument for Carl Schmetzko. You can make an argument for him for the Atlanta Dream, getting the Dream to the third seed. My only argument would be, look at all the additions he had coming in, bringing in a Breonna Jones, bringing in a Brittany Griner. So, you know, he kind of had it laid out for him. You know, a lot of people felt that the Dream has underachieved over the years. So I think that's probably why Nakazi gets the award. I think people factored all that in. I'm just saying. And then, most improved player, we stay with the Valkyrie. Veronica Burton had a fantastic season, guys, for them. She's the head of the snake for that team, and she wins most improved player. So congrats to her. Well-deserved, I'll say that. And then Sixth player of the year. That goes to Nas Hillman for the Atlanta Dream. She's done a fine job over there. A lot of people call her the heartbeat of the team. So Nas Hillman gets the sixth player of the year award. And then defensive player of the year. For first time in the awards history, it's split, guys. Co-winners. Asia Wilson for the Aces. And then Alana Smith for the Minnesota Lynx. So they have that. They split first place votes, and that's how it shook out. So there you have that. So So it's co-winners there. It's funny because the MVP hasn't been announced yet. They announced the five finalists for it, but people are like, y'all better not pull that co-stuff with the MVP. So your five finalists, Asia Wilson, of course, Alyssa Thomas for the Mercury, Nafisha Collier for the Lynx, Alyssa Gray for the Atlanta Dream, and then Kelsey Mitchell for the Indiana Fever. So all deserved. I can't think of anyone you could switch out. Those are the top five for me as far as valuable players. Those are my top five, so I have no argument with that. Who wins it? Going to be very interesting, so we'll see what happens there. And then the last item. Guys, you know, last episode I talked about Angel Reese and how, you know, how the latter part of the season went for her. All the nonsense, all the foolishness. So I, you know, I'm looking at articles and things like that. I see this article from this Minnesota writer. And mind you, he puts it out the same day, well, a day before the WNBA playoffs takes off. And this is the title of this article. I'm not going to name the person. You can Google it and figure it out. Latest Angel Reese tirade proves Minnesota Lynx Cheryl Reeve right. So, in essence, I'm going to save you the trouble. He basically says, you know, what happened, you know, towards the end with Angel Reese and her frustration with the team and all that and what transpired from there proves that Cheryl Reeve was right in trading the pick. Because remember, they had the seventh pick in that 2024 draft. They traded one up. Well, traded one down. They got the eight pick and Chicago got the seven pick. So Chicago had, they won an Angel Reese and kind of made it somewhat known. And Minnesota, they said, you know what? We'll move down. You know, of course, moving down comes with a price. You know, they picked up extra draft capital with that. So nothing wrong with that. So they end up picking Alyssa Peely, and Chicago picks Angel Reese. Now, fast forward today, they have no Alyssa Peely because you cut her. So there you have that. Now, here's my thing. Let's say they didn't make the move and they end up taking the Angel Reese. Do you think Angel Reese would have this kind of statement here, that the kind of tirade here? No, because she'll be in a winning situation. So how can you even assume that she would have a tirade over there under Cheryl Reeve? And how do you know Cheryl Reeve said in her mind, Angel Reese is uncoachable, so I don't want her? That's the impression you're given with this article, which is nonsense. If Angel Reese went to the Lynx, she's had tough coaching, guys. Kim Mulkey is not a walk in the park, guys. So she's been coached hard before. So what are we even talking about here? But again, this is for people now. Now they're searching for clicks. They're searching for views. They're searching for likes and all that. The woman's in the off season. She's in the off season now. Like I said, you have enough going on. Your team that you cover is in the playoffs. So this is the first thing you're writing about before the playoff starts? Come on, man. What? this is what you call low-hanging fruit. This is low-hanging fruit, basically. So enjoy your team in the playoffs, hopefully getting to the finals and winning it all. Enjoy that. To have this kind of bull jive article, I got to take a word from Unc Shannon Sharp. To have this kind of article come out, it's just nonsense. It's utter nonsense. So that's all I'm going to say with that. So with that said, that is it, guys. That is it for this episode. Guys, we're coming close to number 300, the 300th episode. So I'm planning something big. So looking to have guests on and all those type of things. So I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Trust me. So, and it will coincide with the season starting for the NBA. And so I look forward to it. So, you know, I will have clip. I'm going to create a clip where I talk about that. So there you have that. But nonetheless, thank you for listening, guys. As always, all things basketball with GD.com is the website. There you'll find my full episodes, my clips. Also, guys, my donate buttons are on the website. Buy me a coffee, PayPal, Spotify donate. Contribute, guys, to this show, giving you this fresh content, giving you this content you're not going to hear these kind of takes anywhere else, guys. So support your boy. Also, YouTube, I'm there. All my videos are there. I do some clips there. I haven't been with the clips as of late. I'll probably pick that up as the NBA season rolls on. Maybe I'll throw a WNBA. It's just I don't post that too much because, people talk out the size of their neck, but that's a story for another day. Anyhow, so YouTube. Also, I put my website link on LinkedIn, so that's another avenue for me as well. Social media. Right now, Instagram. TikTok sound like it's going to be saved, quote unquote. I don't know about getting that new update, but that's a story for another day. So TikTok, some Facebook, some Blue Sky, and that be that. So thank you for listening as always, guys. In my Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude. Thank you for listening as always, and we'll talk soon. Take care.